Welcome to Hope Talks, where we share inspiring stories of hope in Jesus Christ. Hope Talks is hosted by Pastor Margaret Michael and Grayson Willis. Join us for uplifting stories of triumph, faith, and the enduring power of Christ's love. Also, if you're in the listening area, tune in to 1470 AM or 102.1 FM WBTX to listen to Hope Talks every Sunday at noon.
Welcome to today's broadcast of Hope Talks. I'm Grayson Willis. Today will be part two of our interview with Ashley Bellamy about the Isaiah 117 house. If you missed part one last Sunday, we invite you to go to our website, cotnaz.org, click on Watch, Listen, and click on Hope Talks. We pray that today's broadcast is a half hour of hope for your life. May God bless.
And back to the question that I did answer, I would love for all the churches in the area to be like, hey, we're going to take a month. We're going to love on those CPS workers in the month of December. Hey, and you know what? For giving room, we're going to take pajamas. And then this Sunday school class or small group, they're going to take backpacks. And then we're going to take diapers. And then we're going to go ahead and get you four car seats. And then you let us know when you need more. So, I mean, that would be the amazing part of it.
Yes.
That I would love to. For everybody to get involved. Yeah. And I think there is a seat at the table for everybody. You know, if somebody thinks, oh, I don't know that I could volunteer. I don't know that I could have them come in and be sad and crying. And, you know, I don't know if I could do that. Hey, that's okay. We got a giving room to organize. You know, we've got to put things in order. We got all two toddlers together, three toddler pajamas together, all that. We got a house to clean. We got a yard to cut, a kitchen to stock. I mean, there's a lot of
meals to prepare.
Absolutely. Yeah. So there's a lot of, there's a seat at the table, yeah. I think, for everybody. And that's what the beauty of this. Oh, and the people, I've made so many new friends. It's been the best.
Yes.
Like through this and meeting people and saying, hey, will you volunteer? Hey, I'm pretty sure you got seven besties. You can get a table. Oh, I don't know. I'm pretty sure you can. You know, then I get the text and they're like, Ashley, I got seven people. And I'm like, of course you did. Yeah. You know, so I have loved that part of this too. But I'm hoping our home will have all that together and our home will be open by 2026. But then Chris Smith and his wife, Mandy, she has really helped us. And he said the prayer for us at the Church Connections breakfast. And I remember when he said, you know, Lord, if it can be sooner, let it.
Yeah.
And I think he can, you know,
he can
do more than we ever thought. So
ask, think, or imagine, right?
Yeah. And so that's what I'm banking on that, y'all. Yeah. I am. And I just am excited for this opportunity for Harrisonburg. And I'm excited for our CPS workers. You know, Harrisonburg, Rockingham, because we're common. Yes. It's all the same.
It is.
So we're city and county.
Yes.
We serve.
Yeah.
And if we did not have guests from Harrisonburg City or Rockingham County, we would, and Augusta County needed us. Oh, yes. Or Page County needed us. Yes. Mm-hmm. You know, we're not going to say no. We're going to help them as well.
So how can, if someone wants to get involved, how do they find out about it?
So you can go to Isaiah117house.com. Okay. That's the master website. And you click locations. And then you click the state. Now, I did not say that we have over 50 locations in over 12 states.
That's
now.
Right. That's
what started
right.
out as one time, you know, one little house.
Yes.
Right. One little white house with a red door in Carter County, Tennessee is now grown to that. And so you can go to that, click on locations. There are four under Virginia. Lynchburg has an open home. They've been open for a year. And then Washington County has broke ground. That's Bristol, Virginia. You know, Bristol is.
Yes.
It likes both Tennessee and Virginia.
Yes, it does.
And then Russell County. I couldn't think of it. That's Lebanon. That's Southwest Virginia, too. They are in expansion like us. And then we are in expansion, Rockingham. Yep. So there's four. So you click there and then you can find more information there. And then we also have a link tree. Just say, I can't come to the dinner, but I'd love to give you $1 million. That would be amazing. Yeah. You might need to get a money order for that or wire us the money and not do it over the internet. But if you wanted, they wanted to make a donation, there's a link tree there, and then there's a drop-down menu. You just make sure you click Rockingham County, Virginia in that. And then you, if you wanted to get involved, there's another place there that says be in contact with us or something. I mean, everybody's smart. They can figure it out. And then that'll send you right to our constant contact, and then you'll get our emails and newsletters and things like that. And then if you want us to speak at your church, you can always email Jenny.Butcher, that's B-U-T-C-H-E-R, at Isaiah117house.com. Now make sure you spell Isaiah right, because that's a weird one.
Yes.
You know, it has two A's in weird places. Yes. You can also, we have Rockingham, VA at Isaiah117house.com. You can always email us and say, hey, I'm interested in helping. Yeah. And then, you know, once we've broke ground, and then, I mean, we'll put out the plea for volunteers, because we're going to need a lot to make sure people are on call for our children that need us.
Yes. Very good.
Yeah. What else? I mean, you've shared a lot, Ashley. Thank you. But what else about the ministry or ways? I mean, I know Margaret already asked about people getting involved, but how people could pray or give to mm-hmm. the ministry.
Yeah. So really, if you think about it, what are we doing? We're doing what Jesus did. Mm-hmm. I mean, he said, you take care of the fatherless. That's what he said. And so when somebody's removed from their home, they are for a period of time of the fatherless. You know, they don't have a daddy or a mommy, you know, and then hopefully they're going to go to a foster family that is going to embrace them and say, hey, this is what we can be for you. But there's a period of time where they don't have that. And so that's our job to do that.
Yes.
And I think that's another part that excites me. I don't like to just sit around and be like, I mean, what is this for? Am I just going to go to church and sit there because my mom told me to, because she does. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But you know what I'm saying? There's more to it. So if you want to be part of something bigger than yourself, this is it.
Yeah.
And there's other ministries that are too. I mean, you guys have the ministry that is, it meets on
Celebrate Recovery.
Yes. Yeah. That's amazing. And I think there are other ways to get involved. This happens to be what I think is important at this time in my life, you know,
one right answer.
Yeah. And then, so be a part. If it's not Isaiah House, hey, get in there and be a part of something bigger than yourself.
Right.
And then the giving, they can go to the Isaiah117.com and then click on our link tree, and then it'll say donate. What we'd really love too is you can decide, hey, I'm going to give them $25 a month, and that's called a sock buddy, and you're going to be like the feet of the Isaiah House, get it? And they send you this really cool pair of socks with the Isaiah logo on it. So that, you know, monthly donors would be amazing. And then one-time any donor is going to be amazing. But they can all find that right there. Or they could email us and say, hey, I want to be a guest at the lunch. The dinner might be standing room only, but you can. We have plenty for the lunch.
We'll put you on the balcony.
I know, for real. And then, we could have tables that overlook. Yes. And then they can give right there too. Right. And then there'll be a chance to sign up to give us your email and to sign up to volunteer there as well.
Right. So, Ashley, what else would you like to share with us that you haven't shared already? And you've already shared a ton of this, but we call this program Hope Talk. Mm-hmm. So I know this is bringing you a lot of hope. For those that can't see, and well, they can hear it. They can hear your excitement.
Can you hear my smile?
Yeah. That's a good way to put it. So, anything that you would like to share, any stories of how already in this process, I mean, you know, how God's providing and how you all are trusting for those big needs that you've already mentioned.
Yes, I can. I can tell you a few. So I don't really have any stories from an open home because we don't have one other than what they've told me.
Just generic stuff.
But I'm going to tell you a little story that they told us, and you talk about hope, okay? Mm-hmm. So I'm just trying to put myself for a second in their shoes. You know, even a 2 or 3 year old could feel hopeless. You know, they've been ripped from their mom. Hey, and you know what, y'all? They're leaving their pet, their bed, and then maybe their school.
Yeah.
Because if they can't find a foster family in the school district they're in, they might have to go to a new school. So there's a lot to process there and a lot going on. So there is a story about a little girl, and she came to an Isaiah house. And I cannot remember anybody's name in the story. They didn't tell us the little girl's name, but they told us the lady's name. So we'll just call her Miss Debbie, because I just think that's a sweet name. I had a speech therapist named Debbie that was with me one time, and she was precious. And so this little girl came to the Isaiah house, went through all, I don't know her state of mind when she got there, but I mean, we can just imagine, okay? Yeah. Probably not one of them's going to be happy.
Destroyed.
You know? And so they lavishly loved on her, and then her foster mama and her family picked her up, you know, they pick them up at the Isaiah house, which is even better. You know, a lot of times they meet in a parking lot.
Yeah.
And then do the transfer. I mean, it's, ugh. So they pick them up at the Isaiah house. And so then you got a minute. You don't have to just jump in the car. You have a minute to acclimate yourselves to each other and to talk to each other, the foster family does. And so a year passed. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure it was a year. And it was her birthday. And her foster mom said, "What do you want to do for your birthday?" And she, I mean, anything. "What do you want to do for your birthday?" And you know what she said? She said, "I want to go back to that house and I want to play with Miss Debbie." So how's that for hope?
Yeah.
You know, I think that just, you know, and I know it can be sad and taxing. And I really thought about that for myself. I'm not very sensitive. Now, I'm not saying that I am cold-hearted, because I am not. I have a warm, friendly heart. But I just am not sensitive. And I think part of that comes from Chick-fil-A, because as much as I'd like to think we do things right all the time, we don't. And some people really don't like us, and we ruin their lives. And so I've had to just kind of look past that sometimes and just be like, okay, wait, we're okay. I'm going to take your feedback, but I'm not going to let somebody I don't know determine how I feel about myself. So there is another little nugget of wisdom that I just...
Amen.
Slid right in there, a little wisdom. I'm not going to let somebody I don't know ruin my day. And I'm sorry that we forgot your Chick-fil-A sauce. And hey, I get it, because I don't like to eat that stuff without Chick-fil-A sauce either. But at the same time, we're all human. We provide each other with grace. But I've thought about that. And I thought, any volunteer, and they send through training. Everybody that does training for Virginia has to be background checked and fingerprinted.
Yes.
That's just our laws here. Yes. So we go by that law. And I'm like, okay, if I can just, for one snippet of time, love them where they're at and make sure that they knew that while they were there, Miss Ashley loved them. She loved me.
Yeah.
Then I've done my job.
Right.
And then I've given them hope. And then maybe down the road, they'll remember that. Yeah. You know, when I taught school, I had a lot of different disabilities in my classroom. And I always wanted to make sure that, I mean, I loved on those kids, kissed them, hugged them. I just. And always wanted them to know that they were loved.
Yeah.
And so I think that is, you got to put it in perspective. So whatever day that they've had, I'm going to try to make it better. Yeah. And I mean, I do that now. You know, yes. I mean, at Chick-fil-A, I mean, this is not a plug for Chick-fil-A by any means. But I mean, I tell my people, hey, you got to see, you got to hear your smile through the speaker box. Yeah. Now we don't do that anymore because we're out there with the iPads taking orders because we need to. But I also, if I can make somebody's day a little bit better that comes in there, you don't know. Yeah. Everybody has a story.
That's right.
And so not only is this is for people we already know are having a bad day.
Yeah.
You might see somebody pumping gas that is having a terrible day, and you're not even going to know.
That's right.
And so I think anytime that we can give hope through Isaiah House, but anytime that you can take that outside of your of your box and provide that for somebody else. That's important too. That was a little sidebar, but you just never know what somebody's going through. Everybody has a story.
That's right.
You know, some are better than others. Some are worse than others. Some are up and down. Some are a redemptive story. Some are not, you know. And so I think that any time that we can do that and give people hope, I love. It's the best. They tell another story about the giving room and the little boy didn't have any shoes, and somebody had donated some like brand new Nike tennis shoes. And you know that shoes are a big deal. Yes. They are a big deal for kids. They are a big deal for big kids. I have a big kid that is a sneaker freak, and he loves shoes. And at one time, we probably had 75 pairs of shoes. I mean, they kept going, "Mom, we won." I was like, huh? Oh, yeah, we entered the Nike raffle. We won the shoes. I'm like, we didn't win nothing. We had to buy those shoes. Yeah. So at one time we had, because if you can get them ahead of time, they're right. at cost. Yeah. And so there was a brand new pair of Nike tennis shoes, just that little fell size wow. that had just come in. So I know that the Lord is in the Isaiah house because I know he wants us to right. take care of our own.
Right. That's right.
You know, and not only our own, but hey, let's take care of our CPS workers. Mm-hmm. Again, let's take care of each other. Let's take care of the volunteers. That's why they have a care coordinator for the volunteers.
Right. Yeah.
You know, because one wonderful thing about the company is whoever the location leader is, they offer them to have counseling if they need. And then they also give them 4 weeks vacation right off the bat. And that's amazing because everybody, I always tell my people, that, especially when they don't want to take a break, you know, because we do unpaid breaks, because I say everybody needs to sit down and find a newfound love for their job that they're doing. Mm-hmm. Everybody needs a second.
Yeah.
And so I think that that is neat. I mean, I always say when I retire one day, because I will not Chick-fil-A it forever. I'm going to retire one day. I think we'll move back and be with in Elizabeth and with our besties and my family. My brothers are close by. Yeah. But I'm going to work at this Isaiah house. I'm a volunteer here, but I'm going to work there one day, you know, because I love it. So there's a lot of jobs I want to do, though. I mean, I'd like to be a flight attendant for just a little bit.
You would be good.
I'd like to be a nanny, like an au pair nanny that traveled different places or that went places where people moved and they don't have any family, because I know what that's like.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm not a kook. I just get excited about things, but I take really good care of people's children and I'm safe. And so there's a lot of jobs I want to do, but I always say that I'm going to come back and work for you, Rhonda. And she's like, okay.
Motivational speaker.
I don't know about that. Some people say I could have my own reality show, you know, so maybe that. But I just, you know, I just get so excited. The things I'm passionate about, I decided a long time ago when I was 30, there was a couple things, and that was 20 years ago. I'm 50 now. I had my birthday in June, and my husband had a surprise party for me, and I will never get over it in all my life. It was the best day ever. But I decided when I was 30 that there was a couple things I was going to do. One, I was going to love my family uninhibitedly and love Jesus uninhibitedly. And I was not going to do things I didn't want to do. And that sounds a little selfish, but I think also it's been a little protective of me because I've said no a lot in my life.
Yeah.
You know, hey, do you want to do that? No, I don't think I can, or I don't want to do that. And so sometimes when we say no to everything, it gets easy to say no, and we're not saying yes to anything. And so I reached a point in my life, you know, my kids are kind of grown, semi-grown. Are they ever grown? I'm not sure, but you know, and they don't live at my home. They've got jobs, and they, one's graduated from college and one is working full time and figuring out exactly, you know, what he wants to decide to do before he goes and wastes money at school because he's not sure. And you find yourself with some time. And I think there's probably a lot of people out there like me that are finding themselves with some time, or that are also finding themselves like drawn to the foster care process and thinking, I have enough love, you know, but their husband's not on board, or they've got too many littles of their own to feel like that they can do that an adequate job about that and then care for their own family. But what about this? I mean, one weekend every 2 months or one week every two. Yeah, we can do that.
Yeah.
You know, and so I think that that is exciting too. And I love this opportunity that this has afforded me. I wouldn't say it's a lot more work than I thought. I mean, but it's a lot of emails and a lot of talking to people and a lot of things like that. But I'm going to tell y'all, I am grateful for it all. Mm-hmm. Seriously. For every single person I have met through this, for every time that I got to tell why I love this, for every time I got to tell why it gets to come here, I mean, I'm grateful for everything. For stalking the governor at the fair, because I did.
Yes, you did.
I'm grateful for it. I didn't get to talk to him very long. And if anybody knows the governor, come on, help a mama out. I really need to talk to him because he needs to hear this because it's important. Did get to talk to Ben Klein. So that was pretty cool. And Chris Runyon, and then Chaz Haywood, and then I've emailed all of them, the first lady and everybody that I could. But, you know, this is important, and we need everybody to hear about it. Because you hear about it, then you're like, yeah, I hear what you're saying. How can I not give you $10? Or how can I not do this? Or how can I not volunteer? Or how can I not make a freezer mirror or buy a pair of pajamas?
Right.
You know, if you're able. I mean, being generous means a lot of things to a lot of different people. And sometimes people have been super blessed and they're able to give monetarily. Right. But sometimes people are able to give their time, their love, a hug, a smile, make a meal, knit a blanket, you know? And so I think that's so exciting as well.
It is.
The Bible says to look out for widows and orphans. Mm-hmm. And so that is right in the heart of where Jesus would want us to be this ministry.
I agree.
Well, and you know, I love the fact that we're all gifted differently too. Mm-hmm. And God lays different things on different hearts. And even denominations, like they respond to the community in different ways. And with all of it, it comes together and makes a whole.
Yeah.
You know, like it fills the need if we just all do our part. And I think the most beautiful thing that can happen in this community or any community is when the churches come outside of their walls and they say yes, and I'm going to cry, for the good of those who are oppressed.
Yeah.
And we're to be about that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, who is oppressed in our community? Well, this is one demographic. Mm-hmm. They are experiencing oppression in a way that most of us have never experienced.
Right.
And so...
So now's our chance.
Yes, this is my plea to our community. What's your part? Is personally, as a denomination, as a church, like what's your part? And that's only for each one of us to answer on our own, right? Or collectively as a group that feels called to this. But yeah, I say I've been so excited about it.
No, it's the best. Hey, can I tell you one more story? I just thought of something where you said, hey, where have you seen God in certain places? And, you know, hey, he shows up. He never lets us down and doesn't not show up.
That's right.
You know,
that's
and right. I don't know why we ever are like, question. Not sure. I know what, because we're human and we're flawed.
Right.
And that's why he died for us. And that's a whole nother, I can do that on podcast on the next time. But so we were at, like a gathering, a party, I guess. And these two people came in and I said hey, I need to talk to you about something. And they sat down and I talked to them. And she looked at me and she said, wow, Ashley, she said, my really good friend, she's since passed away, but they fostered, I swear, I think she told me over 90 children. And they wrote a book about it. And she said, so you're speaking to something close to my heart, because that was her dear friend. So then I saw that they live in our neighborhood, and then I saw him not too long ago, and I said, hey, and they agreed to have a table, and I said, hey, how's it going? You inviting your people? And she said, yes, it's going to be good. And then she talked to the husband of that that lady that has since passed away and told him, she goes, Ashley, not that I didn't believe you, that this is needed, but I wanted to ask somebody that has experienced mm-hmm. this. And he proceeded to tell her, and I think it's one of the best analogies for what the Isaiah house does. You know, when we're talking about churches, hey, let's fill the gap for each mm-hmm. other. You know, this church can't do it, but this church can. You know, then we mm-hmm. then that makes us whole.
That's right.
So that's what the Isaiah house does. It fills the gap.
Yeah.
So we don't have to go to the CPS office. Mm-hmm. We can come to the home with fuzzy mm-hmm. blankets and a bed.
Huge void.
Yeah. And so he told her that the last little bit that they fostered, that's what they did. They had them come to their house because they were already certified foster parents, and they stayed there. Mm. And that they didn't place them there. It was temporary. And then yeah. they would go on. And he said, yes, it's needed. He said, it's the port in the midst of the storm.
Mm. Wow.
And I love that analogy because if you think about it, it is. Mm-hmm. They're in a storm. And then they're coming to the port, and they're safe.
And then they can go back out in smooth waters.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's amazing. Wow. That's good.
Ashley, thank you for joining us today. It's been great to have you. And
it's my pleasure.
and can you just give the website one more time?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. So it's Isaiah117house.com. And Isaiah is I-S-A-I-A-H, 117house.com.
Yeah.
So just make sure you spell it right.
The numbers.
And then, yeah, and the number, Isaiah117house.com. And then you click on locate. It'll have our story and all that. And then you click on locations, click on Virginia, and that's where you'll find us under Rockingham, VA.
Right. Pastor Margaret, would you mind praying for Ashley and for Isaiah117house ministry? And
certainly. Oh, Father, we just come before you today, and what a half hour, actually the final half hour of a whole hour of hope that we've been able to hear about today of this ministry, God, that you've placed on one lady's heart, and it's just, it's multiplied and doubled and poured over from one state to another and it's here in the valley. And so, Father, I just pray over Jenny today as she acclimates herself to this position. I thank you that you are using her story, the mess maybe that happened in her life that is now becoming a message of hope to others. I pray, Father, for these meals that will happen here on the grounds at the Church of the Nazarene in Harrisonburg, where we'll be able to hear more of the story from those founders of the program. And God, I just pray for the hearts of those that have listened, that if there's any way that there are connections to bring about this vision for it to become a reality, I pray that you would just work all of the pieces together, God, in the ways that you do. We don't even know how to ask for that. But God, I believe that you are in the midst of this as we are looking out for those children in our community that are in a storm and need a port.
Yes.
And so I know that when that red door opens, they are going to experience peace. Your peace that surpasses all understanding. And I thank you for that, God, that can be experienced here on this earth. And I pray for reunification of families and for exhale for the workers that will be staying in the houses as well. And so we just lift all of this to you, Lord, and we trust you with every detail, every penny that needs to be earned, every bit of the land that you already know where it's at. We thank you in advance for what you're going to do. And I pray it all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Ashley, thank you for joining us on today's broadcast of Hope Talks. It's been great to have you.
Thank you for having me. And it was great. Yeah.
Thank you for listening to today's broadcast of Hope Talks. We pray that part two of our interview with Ashley Bellamy about the Isaiah 117 house truly was a half hour of hope for your life. May God bless.
Hope Talks is sponsored by Church of the Nazarene in Harrisonburg in partnership with Sunshine Ministries. If you enjoyed today's episode, make sure to subscribe, rate, and leave a review on Spotify or Apple Podcast. Your feedback helps us spread hope to even more listeners. Stay tuned for more uplifting stories in the next episode. Until then, keep the faith, share the love, and find joy in the hope that Jesus Christ brings.